You know, I've been following this whole entrance to Aspen thing for years now, and I gotta say, I'm starting to feel maybe a little optimistic.
Really?
Yeah, I just read about this new option. It could be a total game changer.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
it's called the Improved Split Shot,
Okay.
and it kind of addresses some of the big problems with the plan that's already kind of in the works.
Oh, color me intrigued.
Yeah,
I know the preferred alternative has been in the works for like forever,
yeah,
and it hasn't exactly been met with,
yeah,
universal applause.
right.
What's so special about this improved split shot?
Well, for starters, it basically builds on the existing preferred alternative,
Okay.
but with a couple of like really clever tweaks.
Interesting.
And the best part is that these modifications are pretty minor,
Okay.
so we wouldn't have to like scrap the whole plan and start
Yeah.
over, you know.
Right.
It's like hitting the fast forward button on a solution
I like
to
it.
Aspen's traffic woes, you know.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, so imagine this.
Yeah.
Instead of removing the connection between Cemetery Lane and the roundabout, just keep it.
Okay.
Then they add a turnaround between Cemetery Lane and the roundabout for eastbound traffic.
Right.
And get this, they're even thinking about maybe including like an underpass at Cemetery Lane
Really?
as like an option. Or maybe even in addition to the turnaround.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
These are like clever little tweaks that could
Yeah.
really address some of those big headaches we had with the
The original split shot.
split shot concept.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a U-turn option for eastbound traffic.
Oh, it was like, what are you doing? You
Right,
know?
exactly.
But how does this actually improve things compared to the preferred alternative, though?
Yeah.
I mean, is this really better or is it just like different?
Right.
Well, think about this.
Okay.
With the improved split shot, you totally eliminate the need for traffic lights at like all these
Okay.
key points,
Okay.
which, as we know, are like a huge source of congestion.
Oh,
Not to
absolutely.
mention like fender benders and
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah.
So no more stop and go traffic.
Right.
We're waiting for the light to change.
Yeah.
It's just smooth, continuous traffic flow.
That's a significant improvement.
Right.
I mean, just fewer traffic lights mean less waiting,
Less frustration.
less frustration, yeah.
And potentially even fewer accidents.
Oh, especially those like T-bone collisions
Yeah.
that you see at intersections.
Totally.
But okay, so what about the folks living on Cemetery Lane? Wouldn't this just like increase traffic on their street?
Actually, it's like the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The current plan would funnel even more traffic onto Cemetery Lane and 7th Street.
Wow.
But the improved split shot
Yeah.
actually minimizes the impact on the neighborhood
Okay.
because it keeps that existing connection open
Yeah.
and even provides some alternative routes via the turnaround or that potential underpass.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a win-win
It is.
for both the commuters and the Cemetery Lane residents.
Kelly.
Fewer traffic jams on the main roads,
Exactly.
less disruption to the neighborhood.
I know, it's amazing.
That's impressive.
And it gets better. Not
Wow.
only does it address like all those issues, but it also does it faster and cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, you've got a simpler bridge design,
Okay.
no need for property takings.
Right.
All those factors add up to a significantly lower price tag.
Now you've got my attention.
I know.
We all know that infrastructure
Oh,
projects
tell me about it.
can easily like balloon in cost.
Yes.
So if this improved split shot can deliver on all these promises,
Yeah.
but also save money,
I
that would
know.
be huge for Aspen.
It would be huge.
And frankly, it would be a welcome change from the norm.
Totally.
Tell me more about the cost savings.
Okay.
What kind of numbers are we talking?
Well, that's where it gets a little tricky.
Okay.
We don't have all the specifics yet. But even a modest reduction in costs could mean millions of dollars saved.
Millions.
Millions. Think what Aspen could do with those funds,
You're right.
you know?
Those savings could be reinvested in other critical community needs.
Exactly.
This is starting to sound really promising.
I know, right?
But let's play devil's advocate for a moment here.
Okay.
We know that the preferred alternative is already like the chosen plan.
It is.
How realistic is it to pivot to this improved split shot at this stage?
Right.
Wouldn't that mean starting that whole approval process like from scratch?
Well, that's where the brilliance of this idea comes in.
Okay.
Because the modifications are relatively minor, Aspen could actually start building the preferred alternative as planned, but like simultaneously apply for a supplemental environmental impact statement
Okay.
or SEIS to modify the plan
Okay.
to incorporate the improved split shot elements.
And SEIS.
Yeah.
Forgive me if I'm a little rusty on the technicalities,
Sure.
but remind me what that entails.
Basically, and SEIS allows for adjustments to like an existing plan without having to go back to square one.
Oh.
You know, it's kind of like a software update.
Right.
You're keeping the core program,
Yeah.
but you're adding some key features and like improvements.
So we wouldn't have to hit the pause button on the project?
No.
We'd just be making it smarter as we go.
Exactly.
That's a pretty clever approach.
It is.
But let's be real, haven't these environmental reviews been known to like drag on for years?
Oh, yeah.
Especially in a place like Aspen.
You're not wrong.
Right.
That's a valid concern. But remember, we're not starting from scratch here.
Right.
The SEIS would just build on the existing data and analysis,
Okay.
which could potentially speed up the process.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. But
Yeah.
even with a streamlined process,
Yeah.
wouldn't this approach just be met with resistance from those who've been, championing the preferred alternative all along?
Oh, totally.
The we've already decided, let's just get it done crowd?
Exactly, you're going to have that. But I think the logic of the improved split shot is just hard to deny.
Okay.
You know,
Yeah.
it addresses so many of the concerns that people have raised about the preferred alternative.
Right.
It's safer,
Yeah.
it's more efficient,
Uh-huh.
it's less expensive,
Right.
and it's just like better for the community as a whole.
Yeah, you make a compelling case.
Thank you.
And
Yeah.
frankly, it would be refreshing to see Aspen embrace
I
like
know.
a more flexible and innovative approach to infrastructure planning.
Exactly. It's about time we started looking for solutions that actually work,
Yeah.
even if it means deviating from the original plan.
I agree.
Right. So let's dive a little deeper into the specifics of this improved split shot.
Okay.
Walk me through exactly how these modifications would impact the traffic flow,
Okay.
step by step.
All right.
And more importantly, how would those changes directly benefit someone like me,
Okay.
an everyday Aspen resident?
Gotcha.
You know? All right. So picture yourself driving into Aspen from the roundabout on Highway 82
Okay.
under the current preferred alternative.
Yeah.
Anyone coming from Cemetery Lane would have to navigate those like awkward S curves and head up 7th Street,
Oh, yeah.
eventually merging back onto Main Street.
Right.
Not exactly like a smooth ride.
No, that sounds like a recipe for frustration.
I know.
Especially during rush hour.
Oh, yeah.
I already see myself stuck in that backup, inching my way toward town.
Totally. Yeah. Exactly. But with the improved split shot, you would have the option to just keep going straight.
Really?
Using the existing connection to the roundabout.
Wow.
No detours, no merging headaches, just a direct route into town.
Okay, that makes sense for westbound traffic.
Right.
But what about those of us heading east?
Okay.
How would that work?
Well, remember that turnaround I mentioned?
Yeah.
That's where things get interesting.
Okay.
Imagine like a teardrop-shaped loop right before the roundabout.
Okay.
If you're coming from Cemetery Lane and you want to head east on Highway 82,
right,
you simply swing through this loop and merge seamlessly with the eastbound flow.
Ah, I see. It's like a dedicated bypass lane just for Cemetery Lane traffic.
It is.
So no more awkward U-turns or waiting to merge.
Nope.
That's a clever solution.
And there's even an option for an underpass at Cemetery Lane.
Oh, wow.
Which would allow eastbound traffic to go under Highway 82 and merge onto the highway without having to navigate the roundabout at all.
Wow.
So you have multiple options.
Yeah.
For smooth, efficient movement.
Right.
No matter where you're coming from or where you're going.
You know, I often have to pick up my kids from the Aspen Recreation Center after work. And that stretch of Highway 82 can be a real nightmare during rush hour.
Oh, I know.
This could actually shave precious minutes off my commute.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Imagine no more agonizing waits at traffic lights.
Yeah.
No more frustrating merges. You can actually get home to your family faster and less stressed.
Totally.
Right.
And, you know, plus the idea of an improved evacuation route in case of a wildfire.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
You know, with the increasing risk of wildfires in our area.
Yeah.
That's not something that we can afford to ignore.
No.
You know, remember the Lake Christine fire a few years back?
Yeah.
Multiple routes and continuous traffic flow
would
make a world of difference in getting people out of harm's way quickly and safely.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sold on the benefits.
Good.
But I have to ask.
Yeah.
Are we just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic here?
I mean,
is this even feasible?
It is.
Given where we are in the process?
Well, remember that the improved split shot isn't a radical departure from the preferred alternative.
Right.
It's more like an evolution.
Okay.
Taking what's already there and making it better.
I suppose so. But still, getting everyone on board with this new direction could be an uphill battle.
Oh, for sure.
You know how attached people can get to an idea?
Totally.
Even when a better one comes along.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the whole CIS process, which, let's be honest, doesn't exactly have a reputation for being speedy.
True, but think about it this way.
Okay.
The CIS isn't starting from scratch.
Right.
We're not talking about years of new studies and bureaucratic hoops.
Yeah.
It's a matter of refining and adapting the existing data
to
account for these modifications.
Mm. Okay. I'm willing to be cautiously optimistic, especially if this could mean getting a solution in place sooner rather than later.
Right.
Right.
And not just any solution, but a better solution.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So if this is such a great idea,
why
wasn't it part of the original plan?
Yeah, why?
What does that say about the way Aspen approaches infrastructure planning?
That's a great question.
Right.
And one that deserves some deeper exploration.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Why do we sometimes get so fixated on one solution that we fail to consider other possibilities, even when they might be right in front of us?
Right. It's like we get tunnel vision.
Totally.
You know, we focus so intently on the path that we've chosen that we miss the chance to explore other routes.
Yeah.
Even if those routes might lead to a better destination.
Maybe it's a fear of the unknown.
Could be.
Or maybe it's just plain old inertia.
Yeah.
You know, we're comfortable with what's familiar.
Right.
Even if it's not ideal.
Right. Oh. I think there's also this tendency to assume that any change to a plan will inevitably lead to delays and complications.
Uh-huh.
But what if, in some cases, a well-considered modification could actually streamline the process and lead to a more efficient outcome?
That's what's so exciting about the improved split shot.
I know.
It challenges those assumptions and shows that sometimes the best solution isn't about starting over, but about adapting and evolving what's already there.
Right. It's a reminder that flexibility and innovation shouldn't end once the plan is approved.
I love that.
Right. Yeah. We need to be open to new ideas.
Totally.
And willing to make adjustments along the way.
Absolutely.
Especially when those adjustments can lead to significant improvements.
And it's not just about the physical infrastructure.
Right.
This whole conversation has me thinking about our mindset as a community.
Oh, yeah.
You know, do we encourage creative problem solving?
Yeah.
Are we open to challenging the status quo, even when it feels easier to just stick with the plan?
Those are important questions.
They are.
I think the improved split shot could be like a catalyst for a broader conversation about how we make decisions in Aspen.
Totally.
You know, how do we ensure that we're not just going through the motions,
but
actively seeking the best possible solutions for our community?
Maybe it starts with encouraging more critical thinking and open dialogue, creating spaces where people feel comfortable sharing their ideas and challenging conventional wisdom.
I like that.
Yeah.
What if we started viewing every challenge as an opportunity for innovation?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, this is how we've always done it.
Right.
What if we asked, what if we tried something different?
I love that.
Right.
Yeah. It's about fostering a culture of curiosity and continuous improvement.
Totally.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe that's how we stumble upon those truly game-changing solutions.
Exactly. The improved split shot is a perfect example of what can happen when someone takes a fresh look at a problem and isn't afraid to challenge the status quo.
I love it.
Right.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Yeah.
What are like the key takeaways from this deep dive?
Well, I think it's a reminder that we all have a role to play.
You do.
In shaping the future of our community.
Yes.
Whether it's a traffic solution or any other challenge that we face, our voices matter.
They do.
Don't be afraid to speak up, share your ideas, and advocate for the solutions that you believe in.
And remember, progress isn't always about like grand gestures and sweeping changes.
Right.
Sometimes it's about those seemingly small but clever modifications.
Yeah.
That can make a world of difference.
Absolutely.
Just like the improved split shot.
Exactly. So be curious.
Be engaged.
Be engaged.
And don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the best solutions are the ones that require us to think outside the box.
Yes.
And embrace new possibilities.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
We'll see you next time.